Brooklyn experienced light snow outside on Sunday, but the Portland Trail Blazers created a storm inside Barclays Center with a flurry of deep balls, shooting 52.6% from the three-point line, to win 134-127 in an overtime victory over the Brooklyn Nets. Despite forward Mikal Bridges scoring a game-high 42 points, the Nets could not build momentum from its Friday win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, a top 5 team in the NBA. The Nets have dropped to 16-21 on the season and is in ninth place in the Eastern Conference. A snow flurry didn't dampen the energy of the sellout crowd looking for a Nets victory over the Trailblazers. The visitors came into the game with a 9-25 record, which is close to the bottom of the Western Conference standings. The Nets led for most of the afternoon, but in the late minutes of the fourth quarter, the game turned into a roller coaster with two lead changes and two tie scores in the final 2 minutes. Nets center Nick Claxton blocks Scoot Henderson's shot. Bridges scored 13 points, while forward Daron Sharpe poured in 9 points off the Nets bench in the opening quarter. Nets center Nick Claxton added 6 points and two blocked shots in the first, impacting the game with shooting and hustle as the Nets went up early. The game was closely contested in the first half, with the Nets going into the locker room with a 52-50 lead, buoyed by their 26 points in the paint against the Trailblazers. The Nets had an 8-point advantage after three quarters, leading 93-85 going into the fourth, which is where Brooklyn's shooting went as cold as the air outside. The Nets shot 0-5 from the three-point line, while still giving up clean looks to the Trailblazers shooters who went 4-8 from beyond the line in the fourth quarter. The Trailblazers were fueled by guard Anfernee Simons in the fourth, when he scored 13 of his team-high 38 points and handed out 4 assists as he easily found open teammates. This helped give the Trailblazers their first lead at the 6:38 mark of the fourth quarter, who battled back and forth with the Nets. With the score at 115-115, the two teams headed into overtime. Guard Anfernee Simons gets pass from Shaedon Sharpe. Then it was all about Malcolm Brogdon, who was sent to the Portland Trailblazers in October as part of the three-team deal that sent Damian Lillard to the Milwaukee Bucks. The 8-year veteran scored 8 of his 18 points for the game in the final 2 minutes of overtime, splashing in back-to-back three-pointers and scoring a finger-roll layup, all off assists from Simons, who dominated late with 19 points and 7 assists from the fourth quarter to overtime. The loss sucked the air out of Barclays and sent the home team fans back into the inclement weather. The Nets' next game is against the Cleveland Cavaliers in Paris, France on Thursday, January 11. They can lick their wounds from the OT defeat on the transatlantic flight and contemplate how to avoid a $100,000 fine for violating the player participation policy when the coaches benched more players than they should have versus the Milwaukee Bucks in late December.